you take that in context or overall within the county, it's stripping resources away from the population centres, because generally these fires happen in areas that are more rural. And, you know, the concern always is that another emergency occurs elsewhere that maybe would take us a bit longer to respond to than it would normally.
Okay, it's always difficult to pinpoint what caused it, but you're obviously offering advice and warnings to people in relation to what they do and don't do at this time of the year. And I mean, it's something that you repeatedly do, but I suppose there's no harm in repeating it again today.
Yeah, we arrive out to put the fires out. We never know how these fires start, and it's the first thing that people ask you. But like, the bottom line is, fires don't start themselves. There's always a reason, and it's generally surrounded around people, whether it's carelessness or whether it's, you know, some sort of act that they shouldn't do, you know. Like, even we were at an incident down near Glenveagh about 10 days ago, and, you know, when you arrived out, you could see that it just started at the road, you know. So whether it was a discarded cigarette out the window or something along those lines, you know, these fires can start so easily when the weather is as it is at the moment. So, yeah, smoking materials or anything like that, barbecues, or, you know, if control burning is another big issue. You know, at this time of year, you can do control burning if you're cultivating land. And, you know, we would just urge people to refrain from doing that until the weather changes, because all it takes is for one brand from a fire, one spark, and with the weather that we have and the conditions, it can easily spread.
Okay, this particular fire that you're dealing with in Clonmany, which is proving a problem, 3 days now it's been burning, still burning today. Are there any properties at risk?
No. That's something that we would always prioritise when we go out to fire, is we would look in the area to see what is at risk. And we balance up the risk then based on what is the risk to the environment, what is the risk to the surrounding properties, and then what is the risk to our firefighters. And we kind of put our plan in place then based on that. So now, generally, I haven't been down at that site, but generally it's a very, very hilly area, and it's, you know, there's little or nothing in the area.
People are asking, why isn't there a controlled fire? Now, you know more about this than I do.
What was that, sorry?
A controlled fire. Does a controlled fire help in a situation, or can it help in a situation like this?
That's kind of backburning, is that
yes.
Right? Yeah. It can help. It can help. You know, I talked about, you know, if a fire is going up a hill on one side of the hill, for example, when it gets to the top of the hill, it's going to start burning down the hill on the other side if the wind direction's with it. You know, we can tactically go to the other side of the hill, light a fire maybe, you know, halfway up that hill that will come up and meet the other fire. And when the two fires meet, essentially they self-extinguish because they run out of fuel. So, no, it is something that we can do tactically in certain, if the criteria is right, but you have to be very careful that you don't add to the incident, you know.
Okay, and what about people who are curious to go along and take a look at this? Because it naturally brings a curiosity. People hear, oh, there's a big fire in Clonmany, it's burning for 3 days, we'll take a look at it. I mean, you're obviously recommending people not to go near it.
Yeah, we recommend people to stay away, and, you know, for all sorts of safety reasons. You know, obviously there's going to be smoke in the air, but other things, like we're going to have fire service vehicles going up and down, maybe, you know, small, narrow roads. And, you know, the more members of the public and that are out and about, the more difficulties that causes us. So, no, we would urge people just to stay away. We're dealing with incident, and, you know, hopefully there's maybe more interesting things around on the show that people can be going to see rather than coming to look at hills on fire.
And, Glenn, just finally, I mean, this is proving taxing for the firefighters, part-time firefighters here as well, so they have other jobs, and presumably this is putting a lot of pressure on the service.
That's right. I mean, literally, it's kind of been going on for about 10 days now, so, you know, it's starting to become a big strain on resources. And as you say, all our firefighters are part-time retained. A lot of them have other duties or other employment that they're going on. So they're under pressure at the moment. All we could say is we appreciate that the hard work that they do. You know, they're out here night and day at different fires, and when they're coming from one fire, they're going to another fire. And, you know, as I say, we appreciate the hard work they're doing, and that's why we're on here trying to urge people to take care and take caution, because we simply wouldn't like this to go on for another week. Just looking at the forecast there, I don't see any change in the forecast, possibly until Friday. So, you know, if the same amount of fires occur today as occurred yesterday, and carries on for the rest of the week, we're going to be under significant pressure, you know, to have them all dealt with.
And what point do you say we can't cope anymore then?
Well, we don't do that now. We have to look at what, when the incident comes in, you know, we look at what it is, what is involving, what the risks are associated. It could lead to a delay in getting to an incident and dealing with an incident, and that has its own problems, because the longer it takes us to get to an incident, sometimes the bigger fire we're going to be dealing with. But no, we endeavour to attend them all, but as I say, it could cause us delays in getting to fires.
Okay, well, we've got another few days of sunshine. Most people are welcoming that, but it's not always something that you like to see when you're dealing with fires like this. But anyway, hopefully they'll die down soon enough and your workers will be able to get to doing what they need to be doing. And Glenn Hamilton, in the meantime, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Sean.